Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, extended on Blog Talk Radio. Business on the Edge is your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and seminars around the country, around the globe. For a free 30-minute on the Edge consultation, call us at 408-357-0951 or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I am Margaret Jackson, your Business on the Edge business coach. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate that. We appreciate your time to tune into us. The Business on the Edge team works hard at bringing you shows that are entertaining, insightful, and challenges your professional growth, thinking, and living life with a purpose and passion for your career or business growth. Today, on the grill, we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about the journey of leadership and how you can be one of the greats in training for the greatest adventure of your life. You want to unlock your potential. You want to change the game. And so welcome to our weekly lunch grill. We're going to grill some things up, as I like to share, and let's get at it. At the age of 25, his net worth was $100 million. He was known to be pushy, difficult, and a micromanager. His goal was to create insanely, and I quote, insanely great products. I want to make a ding in the universe, he says. Who is this? Steve Jobs. And if you tune into my AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show, you will know that we talked about a couple of weeks ago small businesses that became great Fortune 500 companies like Apple. And this, of course, is Steve Jobs, who I want to make a ding in the universe. Do you want to make a ding in the universe? I want to make a ding in the universe in some sort of capacity. I'd like to leave a strong legacy, not just for my children, but for the world to look at it. And some, oftentimes we wonder, what is purpose? And leaders have kind of wrapped their minds around understanding once you connect with your purpose, you really can focus your energy on building and accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish in your life. You know, Steve Jobs was very, very focused on creating, bringing us technology that we didn't know we wanted. And so, you know, the argument goes that even though he was a bit of a micromanager or difficult, I think he could see something in the people that he worked with to pull out their absolute best based on what he was seeing, even in his own mind's eye, as a genius when it comes to some of the things that we now enjoy from Apple and Steve Jobs. So change the game. He certainly changed the game. And so I want you to change the game. And so you have to understand that it is a journey. And so what's the point of a journey? The point of a journey is to travel from one place to the next, right? A journey requires making decisions. Ultimately, they are the choices that create your future. So if you're someone who says, I can't stand my future, I can't stand where I'm at, I don't like it, and you're complaining about that, you know, you then have to assess, well, what choices did you make? What are the things that happened? And certainly setting aside misfortune, and everyone has a sad story, setting that aside, let's make you responsible for your choices. What choices did you make to land you where you're at today? There's choices that I made that would land me where I'm at today. And so if I don't like some of the things that I see in my now, in order for me to create a more interesting and future that I want and continue to grow as a leader, then I must make some changes to that, right? So when you're on a journey, there's roadblocks. There's things that you're going to have to deal with. You're gonna get stuck in traffic, if you will. You're going to have stoplights. You're going to have pedestrian crossings, so you're going to have people come across your path. You're going to have rest stops. You're going to have distractions. And whatever they are and however you label them as you in your world, whether it's gender, whether it's lack of education, whether it's someone doesn't like you just because they don't like you and they're your manager or boss, and so you're probably not going to get promoted there while they're, you know, managing that group. Well, you might have to consider changing who you work for, you know, to give yourself other opportunities or do some lateral changes within the corporation, move into a different department. So, and again, becoming a leader, and I know we like to say, and we've heard this, they're a natural born leader. And I would have to say, I kind of take that thing over on KDOW. And if you want to tune into our live KDOW show, you can on Friday nights, AM 1220 KDOW. If you're local here in the Bay Area, I am in California, in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, the hub of what we call technology. I don't know if we're going to get dethroned, but we are expecting reports are showing us that we expect a surge in technology for over the next 15 years. So I'm excited about that as well, especially being in Silicon Valley. But if you're here in the area, definitely tune in. If you're in any of the 9 Bay Area counties, you can tune in at AM 1220. Or if you're around the world, around the country, you can tune in online at www.kdow.biz. B as in boy, I as in ice cream, Z as in zebra, biz, not .com, but .biz. Tune in, connect with our Facebook page. We've got a lot of cool stuff out there for you. In fact, if you're a small business and you want to get involved with some sort of business contest, and I keep my hand on things like that, go out to our Facebook page and look at our posts this week. We have posted 2 different links that will take you to some business contests that you can win money, which is fantastic. You can use to in your operating capital. And Chrysler has a business contest going on. So just a side note there while we're working through our information on the show. So getting back to what I was saying about leaders, natural-born leaders, really, for real, there are no such thing as natural-born leaders. All leaders must be developed. Now, you may have some natural characteristics that lean you into being a better leader, if you will. I don't even like that terminology. But it leans you more towards a more stronger type of leadership or the type of leader that you would be. I don't want to say that you would be better than someone. That's not really fair. I think you can develop the things that you want to develop in your life. But you may have traits that would lean you towards someone saying they're a natural-born leader because you have natural-born leaders, if you will, in prison. So that I'm just not impressed with that. What I am impressed with is you taking the groundwork, the skeletal of who you are, and looking for focusing on to become the greatest you that you can be professionally. You know, as a student, as a whatever you're doing, and this, of course, is a business show, but I like to know that or feel like we're giving information, and we have guests on from time to time that are giving you information that can that not only applies to your professional life, but it can apply to your personal life. You have to deal with all of you. We're not, you know, I know men like to compartmentalize, but there's still one you that have different aspects of who you are. So you want to show strong leadership, not just in your professional career, but you want to show it to your children, you want to show it in your your homes and not be great at work and be a you-know-what at home. So I'm just going to put it like that. So 10 leadership keys to change the game. Number one, deal with insecurities immediately. Followers cannot lead a team. If you do not deal with your insecurities, people are not going to follow you. And followers can't lead the team. No one wants to follow someone who's insecure. So, now, having said that, here's a little quote that I like. I don't know the key to success, but I do know the key to failure is trying to please everybody. Leaders do not try to please everybody. They do try to get the job done, and they do try to. They're really great at motivating their teams to coming together to impact. If you're a self-employed person, and right now you're just leading yourself, and we're going to get into that, the first person you have to learn how to lead is yourself. But you want to develop that. But your team, you have to motivate yourself. And then when you begin to bring people in, you want to motivate them with the vision and the products and the services. Why is your business great? Why should someone want to deal with you and do business with you? Really? You know, I mean, we have so many choices out here. It's easy to bypass you if you're not sellable. Your business isn't sellable. You don't look like a great leader. So be secure. You know, deal with insecurity immediately. Followers cannot lead a team, you know. So be a leader. Number two, be devoted to your potential. That's good stuff. Be devoted to your potential. The best person to be devoted to you is you. And if you look at the Oprah Winfrey's, the Michael Jordan's, the Shaq's and the Obama's and the Bill Gates and the, you know, I want to, you know, just name whoever that great is, Carlos Slim's, you know, entertainers, musicians, everyone who's aspiring to do something extraordinary. And being a leader doesn't mean that you have to do something extraordinary to be recognized. It's that you have leaders that are unsung heroes that live and die. You never knew that they were there, but somebody did, and somebody understood them as being a leader. And from time to time on the AM 1220 KDOW show, I'll do a show on unsung heroes that, you know, that came and went and impacted their community, the businesses that they were doing, impacted the children, impacted, you know. I don't want extraordinary sometimes. It's not this grandiose thing that I'm just trying to paint you a picture on. You know, be devoted to your potential. Everyone is born with the potential and capacity to be a great leader. Developing the qualities and character of a leader is always a journey and a fight. So be resolute in that. Be resolute. This is what we're grilling up on the grill. You are being grilled up. You're being grilled up as becoming a great leader in your business. If you want, you know, depending on how large you want to grow, or you might be right where you want to be. Maybe you're just, you know, there's just different levels that you can be in your career and in business, and you might just be happy with that. And that's absolutely perfectly okay. And so so be the best and greatest leader that you can be there. You know, even if you're not managing that department, you know, employees, there's leaders within the employment group. You know, who's the leader, you know, within that group? You can be one of those people and help your company succeed in the things that they're trying to succeed in their company, and know that they can count on you. You know, certainly you want to be able to be counted on. Number three, and these are keys to live by. I like keys. I think keys are cool because you can unlock things and you can lock stuff up. So sometimes you have to lock some things up out of your life, lock things up out of your business so it does not kill your business or hurt your business, you know, making smart decisions. But key number three stay focused. You know, just stay focused at what you're doing. If you're going to set your mind to do something, do it. It is impossible to do everything at one time, but it is possible to do all of it in your lifetime. And I aspire, or I think in terms of, I subscribe to, not aspire, I've subscribed to this type of thinking that if you can think it, you can do it. Doesn't mean that you can do it all at one time, but you can do it over a lifespan. So if you're aspiring to do, you know, I like Steve Jobs because, you know, sometimes that journey forces us into new situations. And he was forced into new situations. And you know what he did? He did something with that situation that he was forced into, or forced out of his company. And so he just said, okay, great, I'm just going to go do it over here. And then, you know, we find him at Next, and then we find him at Pixar. So it doesn't mean that, you know, being forced out, that you aren't, that you don't have anything to give, or you don't have anything that you can bring back to the corporate world, to the workplace, to the community, to buyers, to customers, to, you know, so figure out what that is and do that and stay focused. It is absolutely possible. So changing the game, leadership journey, there's keys to this. There's a method to the madness, if you will. You know, President Barack Obama did not become president because he wasn't focused. It's just the way it is. And I tip my hat to anyone who has the coconuts, for lack of a better term. And I know that's, and I'm not trying to make light of the presidency, but it is, I imagine it is absolutely stressful to have people picking apart your life, you know, over not just over a few days, but over months at a time. That is not, it's just crazy. So you have to be really, really determined and focused if you're going to go down that political trail. So next key number four on the grill, leadership, changing the game, discipline and self-control skills. You have to discipline and self-control. The difference between good and great is your effort. So the first person that you lead is yourself. It is a price to pay to become a great leader. Do you want to pay that price? And so discipline and self-control is important. You can't be an idiot. I mean, really, you can't come. No one's going to promote you. No one's going to look at you as a leader if you cannot keep it together. If you are unorganized, you don't have any self-control, you know, the way that you present yourself is unimpressive. Your clothes are wrinkled. Really, no one's really interested in taking you serious. And probably, chances are, they're talking about you at the water cooler, but, you know, actually, let's just say no more water coolers are tweeting about you, or they're Facebooking about you, like, are you kidding? I was just in a meeting with an attorney, and they were, you know, or a doctor, or whatever, and, you know, man, their clothes were all ratty, you know, and really, you know, you meet some, actually, this is a true story. I'm going to sidetrack. I'm going to go on a bunny trail here. We are really particular about who we do business with. We really are. And so we need to own that. I, you know, when I was looking for a new doctor, this was years ago, and I, you know, it's kind of like a shot in the dark, you know, or playing darts in the dark. It's like, gosh, I hope I get someone who's good. And so I go to this doctor, and I tell you the truth. You know, he reminded me of Igor from, like, the old creepy horror movies and stuff. And, you know, there were some really very personal things I wanted the doctor to look at that day and take, you know, just check me out, do a full physical kind of thing. And I was like, time out. I don't think so. Can't do it. You are, you know, and I didn't say, and I was gracious and leaving and just said no to some of the things that were on the schedule. But we're particular, and I, you know, his demeanor, and I'm sure he's a great doctor, but if you go to the doctor, ladies, and your doctor makes you feel uncomfortable and like he might be a closet creepy creep, guess what? You are not going to keep that person as a doctor. I don't know about the guys, but I'm just saying, what we're particular about what we choose, and that's all part of the leadership persona, you know. And I know I'm being kind of silly here, but really, we are very particular about who we follow. I wasn't going to follow that doctor. Great doctor. I'm sure his business is doing well today, but and hopefully he's not as creepy as he was like 20 years ago. This was really, really a long time ago. And so I was creeped all the way out. So anyway, key grilling at 5. What do we have going on here? Changing this game, this leadership game. Leaders continue to learn on their journey. Stuff like this, you know what I like about Blog Talk Radio? I can come on whenever, you know. I bought the service, but what's fun about it and interesting for me is that I have to continue to learn. I have to continue to grow if I'm going to give relevant information. If I'm going to try to invest in those that may listen to this show, whether it's archive or live now or at any time, but it keeps me on my toes. And so we want to be able to, leaders are constantly pushing themselves to the next level. It is always something new. It is always something else they want to gravitate to. If they feel plateaued, they're trying to rise to the next level. You know, are you, you know, and then, you know, are you a know-it-all? If you are, you're going to limit yourself on what you can absorb, you know, so. No one's filled all the way up. If you're living and breathing, no one knows it all. There's just, I have a background in production, and I remember doing a shoot years ago as a freelancer. And I was sitting in this production for this company for aerospace, aeronautics. And, you know, for those of you that take on the kids at school that, called nerds and all of that, there is a place for them, and they are focused on making sure that when you fly, that the plane stays in the air. And I'm shooting this production, and they're talking so far above my head. I was like, what? And it was just foreign to me. They could have been speaking another language. And so, you know, So my point is that no one's a know-it-all. There's things that you're just not going to know, and be willing to learn and grow in your respective fields and areas. It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. John Wooden, Hall of Fame basketball coach. It's a pretty good quote. It's what you learn after you know it all. Get it? Get it? That counts. So anyway, I hope you got that. So how much time do I have left here? About 6 minutes. So I'm not going to be able to get to all my keys. I didn't expect to, but I hope you're getting something out of this. And those of you that are women in business, hang in there. We are making a difference. It is fantastic. All business, small business owners are really impacting. It is absolutely exciting. So be encouraged. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. You can change the game. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. They're going to tell you. Just, you know what? That's a bad statement. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. People are going to tell you that you can't do it and that you're going to be limited and all of that. That's always going to come. It's your choice as a leader on how you respond to that and how you deal with that information once you have it. If you believe it, then you will plateau. If you do not and you say, okay, great, that's, you know, thank you, but no thank you. You keep it moving. So anyway, key number 6, your know-how fuels your journey. It really, I'll give you an example here. At 21 years old. Who is this person? She declared that one day she would fly. National Geographic magazine says she is inspiring, an American hero, and a leader amongst women. We know that that is Amelia Earhart. And when she did it, the next woman that flew after her actually was out of the Asian world, and I cannot remember her name off the top of my head here, but because she did it, she paved the way for someone else to do it, to do this type of journey is what I'm getting at. We miss so many historical people and things that leaders have done to allow us to experience the luxury of education. The luxury as women, you know, there was a time that women were not supposed to have an education, regardless of race. So let's clarify that. So someone paid the price for us as women. Someone paid the price for whether you're male, female, whatever you're doing. Someone paid a price to pave the way, and that sent a message that, you know what, you can do it. And so you're going to have others that's going to pave the way and be you know, they're going to be spearheaders. It's going to be new stuff like the Steve Jobs. That's always exciting. I would like to say Mark Zuckerberg, but we know that we've had some, you know, although Facebook is great, but that wasn't just his idea. And so, you know, great leaders are right with people. I think that there's a right way to do business. I think that there's a wrong way to do business, and you can disagree, that's fine. But treating people well and just doing right, doing things that are that lack integrity to move your agenda forward is error, and I do not think it lasts. And if it does, I do not think that you sleep well at the end of the day. But great leaders consider the whole picture and the people that are in the picture and your businesses and your products and your, whatever you're doing, if you're influencers. Leaders influence. Non-leaders don't influence. Leaders, even in a bad group of kids, you got, and I don't want to say bad kids, that's not, I just don't like to use the wrong words, but in a group of kids that have a leader in that group that helps them and encourages them to make bad decisions, let's do it like that, they're leading. That's leading. So be a great leader, you know. Be a great example. Be a great example to your employees and those that you're working with. You know, be firm, be fair, all of those things. Make sure that you're doing it right. That is on the grill today. So if you want to connect with us at AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. That's the Money 2.0 Show, Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so you can get us live and you can call into the show and get your questions on the air. And if you're a small business and you want to get on the air and you're somewhere here in the country and you think that you have a great business, give us a call. Contact us at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz. We'll check you out, and if you look good, we will look at bringing you on the AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show. 1220 KDOW is fourth in the nation of the business and finance market, so you get a huge market, and it would be great to get your information out there about your business. Brand awareness is important. People can't do business with you if they don't know that you're there. You're listening to Business on the Edge Extended Lunch Grill with Margaret Jackson, business coach from AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Check out our Facebook page and get connected with those contests. Win some money. This is money that you don't have to give back. So, and with Christ, I believe it's some sort of vehicle. So, of course, that you're winning. I don't know which type of vehicle is the point, but you can't win if you're not in it. You have to be in it to win it. And again, check out our website, training classes, businessontheedge.biz. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time. live life on purpose and with a purpose.